Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus Brian this afternoon, but I am joined by Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And if you've got questions for Matt or I, you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. You're listening on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison and the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha. But Matt, it's been a pretty big week for, and a couple of weeks when you want to take into factor the U.S. Supreme Court as well, but we're getting a ton of these court decisions right now. They're wrapping up their sessions for the year. It's ruling season or whatever you want to call it. I don't really know what.
And they're tardy too. It would have been nice to have these a week or two earlier.
They were supposed to be done in June. Correct me.
Especially the one on drop boxes and assistance in delivery of absentee ballots, because after all, we've got our absentee ballots. If you vote for an absentee ballot, you got your absentee ballot in the mail a couple of weeks ago. And what are you supposed to do with it? They weren't telling us for a couple of weeks.
Well, don't drop it off in a drop box, apparently. That's the answer. Because less than 5 weeks away for this election. But we also got rulings on a number of other cases across the Wisconsin Supreme Court on a number of different issues. I think one of the ones that jumped out to me biggest to start was the decision about whether or not local health officials can make unilateral decisions when it came to pandemic response. Now we're still in the COVID-19 pandemic. This BA5 variant of COVID-19
supposed to be really nasty, it's transmissible.
It's serious. It's spreading, and it is jumping previous immunity as well, is what I'm being told. So it seems like, yes, it's in more of the back of people's mind now because it's summer. Hey, you're trying to enjoy. You're out of the pandemic mindset. But this ruling kind of brings that back to the forefront of whether or not local health officials can make decisions, essentially. And Brian Hagedorn sided with the liberal-leaning justices on this one because, like I said, he's kind of an enigma. He had a lot of different interesting decisions today.
This is why I admire this guy, because I mean, he was elected as a far-right social conservative, but he tends, from my reading of the decisions, to take them one at a time and not to totally respond ideologically. And here he cited again with the liberals on the question as to whether Dane County's public health department could issue public health emergencies.
Yeah.
And whether it was right to do so during the pandemic. And he said that they could, which is a great thing. This is what they're supposed to do. This is what our public health officials are allowed to do by statute and should do because of their professional qualifications. Warn us about what's going on with the pandemic. Tell us what to do. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I still think you should wear masks indoors if you're in a crowded place, especially with this new variant that's even more transmissible than the last. But, you know, they're able to tell us what should happen. They can issue a mandate or an emergency order to protect us. That's what they're there for. And Hagedorn sided with the liberal justices in affirming that, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a good thing. And so I do want to applaud him for decisions like this. I'm almost curious, though, if the other conservative justices trying, you know, kind of work in the ref in their opinions, saying, like, throwing those knives at Hagedorn, like you said.
I don't think that's helping him, though. If I'm Hagedorn and they're throwing knives at me every time, I'm going to try to...
Do you like it?
I'm going to be with people who are a little more civil toward me.
That's fair, but I feel like there's almost instances where it may... And I'm not... I have no idea if this is the case or not, but I could understand a mindset where when he is reading the letter of the law on cases like this one, allowing public health officials to make decisions and issue orders to prevent a public health crisis, that maybe he sides with them on drop boxes so that he gets less of those daggers. I don't know. It's an interesting politics of the court right now for these seven justices in Wisconsin, because the Hagedorn upsets both liberals and conservatives with the swing status that he's kind of taken on. And so I don't think it's good for democracy, but he's getting it from all different sides.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to Pat Rogensack or Rebecca Bradley's Christmas party. I don't think he's getting that invite somehow.
I doubt it. But it's definitely an interesting mindset that and we reaffirm the fact that a lot of law and order people at the beginning of the pandemic said, you can't tell me to wear a mask. You can't tell me a lot of different aspects. And so I'm glad to see that we're going to have the ability for county and local officials to be able to make these decisions, because that's super important. And a silver lining in Supreme Court decisions from earlier today.
Yeah, this is a really good decision, and it protects our public health. It ratifies the public health department of Dane County and Madison, that they've been doing a good job and a legit job in their exercise of their authority to keep us safe in this community. That's what you want public health departments to do.
Yeah, and we only got a couple minutes left in this segment, Matt, but one of the other ones I wanted to get your opinion on, see what your thoughts were. The opinion earlier this week that got released about open records and the inability for groups now to be able to recuperate legal fees, essentially, attorney's fees.
Yeah, and so this makes it much harder for groups and for citizens to file open records requests if they are if they don't have a ton of money. Because a lot of times you'll do it because if you win, you get the attorney fees back. Mm-hmm. But now if there's no guarantee that you're going to get attorney's fees back, even if you've got a great case that your open records rights have been violated, you're going to have to think twice or three times as to whether you want to spend money on lawyers or be stuck with a bill at the end of the day. And so even though you can demonstrate that you've been harmed by it and that the open records laws were violated, you still can't collect your lawyer's fees. That doesn't make any sense to me. And I think it's a real chilling effect on the open records laws. And I think this was a really, really bad decision.
Yeah. So that decision out earlier this week from the Wisconsin Supreme Court effectively, you know, kneecapping a lot of open records requests here in the state of Wisconsin. And I mean, open records requests, Wisconsin was a leader in that regard. Like we were lauded as a bastion for transparent government. And unfortunately, more decisions like that one this week and the actions that we're seeing out of a certain special counsel's office for just, you know, completely ignoring open records requests here in the state of Wisconsin doesn't really give me good faith.
But he may have to pay a price for that, I hope so.
Hopefully. Well, Matt, really appreciate you joining me this afternoon. Appreciate the insight and all of the hard work that you're doing for democracy over at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Really appreciate you stopping by Dueling Tangents. Please come back again.
Anytime, Luke. It's always a pleasure.
Pleasure to have you on. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon, on Devil Radio 927 FM and the Shaw 101 FM. We will be right back. You give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.